चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
शुगर मिल्स टू फ्लॉट गवर्नमेंट्स August 31st डेडलाइन। August 31st डेडलाइन सेट बाय यूपी चीफ मिनिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ इज कमिंग टू एन एंड, बट स्टिल शुगर मिल्स इन द स्टेट हैव नॉट क्लियर्ड एनी शुगर केन अरियर्स। According to reports, mills in the state still owe ₹7,364 crore to farmers of the 2018-19 crushing season. It is expected that the millers will defy the deadline, and also they will not be able to pay cane dues before the commencement of the upcoming crushing season. The sugar mills have so far paid 77% of ₹25,682 crore to cane growers against the total cane payable of ₹33,047 crore in the 2018-19 season. Thus, yet 23% or ₹7,364 crore is still pending. Out of total pending dues, 95% amount has to be paid by the private sugar mills. Sugar cane arrears in UP are getting cleared at a snail pace. Therefore, CM Yogi Adityanath had served August 31st deadline to all mills for clearing the cane arrears. Keeping in view the delay in the payment clearing process, the CM Yogi Adityanath strictly instructed the officials that all the dues of cane growers should be paid by the August. On July 31st, State Cane Commissioner Manish Chauhan held a meeting with representatives of private sugar mills and asked them to clear full cane dues before August 31st. And also instructed them to complete annual repairing and maintenance at the earliest so that mills operation for upcoming season can be started on the time without any delay. The Indian sugar sector is suffering from various hurdles from last 2 to 3 years. And to help the sugar mills, the government introduced various measures like soft loan scheme, hike in MSP, scrapping of export duty, 100% rise in import duty and others. Millers claim that the surplus sugar production and low domestic sugar prices in the crushing season 2017-18 and 18-19 have led to build-up of cane price arrears. To help the sugar mills to clear the cane dues, recently, central government had approved the creation of 40 lakh tons of sugar buffer stock for 1 year from August 1, 2019 to 31st of July 2020. For this, the central government would incur the estimated maximum expenditure of ₹1,674 crore.